Peter Linnane. I'm from Beenleigh State High School. Our school has a really good paddock to plate program, so we run an annual lunch every year. Last year we had Chef Matt Galinsky come and join us for that, and that was really successful, and we're going to do it again this year.
Hello, Janine Milne, Dalby State High School. Our particular program of interest is our Ag Futures program, where students do all-day delivery, completing Ag practices, certificates in engineering and agriculture, as well as their maths and English.
I'm Margie Wright. I'm from Unity College at Murray Bridge in South Australia. We are just starting this year Ag from prep to 12, and our main focus is probably making sure that the kids get access to both livestock and to cropping production, and we're in a dairy focus area.
Yeah, and to the west of Western Australia.
My name's Kath McDougall. I'm from Cyril Jackson Senior Campus. I'm a hospitality teacher and a chef as well, and I've actually won this as part of a scholarship to come over. I'm one of 9 delegates from WA, and I'm interested in bridging the disconnection between the producer and the consumer.
That's really, if we eat food, we should be interested in agriculture, and you're the other end of the paddock to plate.
I am the other end of the paddock to plate, and now there's such a focus to understand where our food comes from and to know why it's better to eat in your 100-mile radius rather than import it from other countries, even though it might be a bit cheaper.
So this whole notion of locavores, the eating close to your home, is still really strong.
Very, very strong in West Australia and growing.
And what do people want to know about the food they eat?
They want to know where it's from, how it's been looked after, and how it's transported to the consumer.
And how does that translate to the kids who are in your classroom?
Just to give them a better understanding, a lot of the students in my class are migrants, so I give them an understanding of what is sold here in Australia, what is the powerful thing that we're known for around the world.
Is that beef?
It's everything. Everything's fresh and seafood, and we've got the best of all worlds in West Australia. We have seafood, beef, and beautiful vegetables. So,
and last year was the year of the pulse, the chickpeas. Oh, yes. And if you've got Indian kids or from Asian kids, I mean, it's the main source of their food protein.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And we ran a dinner for 100 guests, and we had 7 schools involved, where we called it "Make Me Your Hero," where the pulse was definitely the hero.
And look, coming back to South Australia, Murray Bridge Dairy Centre, and you've got Ag from prep to year 12. What a challenge is that? How do you integrate it into the curriculum?
With the primary classes, junior primary classes, we've actually just swapped our biology and making sure that most of our examples are agricultural examples. With our other primary school, which is a little bit further away, the kids do units of work which are ag-focused. With our senior classes, so from middle school, years 6, 7, 8, 9, the kids, it's compulsory ag, and we just move from poultry, sheep, goats, alpacas into dairy cattle. And then the senior years, it's what the kids want to do.
How practical is it? How practical are the courses that you run?
We spend probably 60% out on the farm. We've got a farm, working farm, and we also do vet Certificate 2 Agriculture for the year 10s and 11s, and they alternate that 1 year with the Cert 2 and 1 year with doing the SACE Year 11 Ag.
What do you think that you achieve and the kids achieve from doing Ag at high school or from prep to year 12? What is it they learn about? What do they appreciate?
I think they appreciate where their food comes from, because we actually do grow whatever. It's real. The kids then can take it back into home ec with some of the stuff that they grow. We're providing all the herbs for our home ec classes at the moment, and we're planning on providing our beef and our lamb for our home ec classes.
Now, what's the secret to ginger beer that doesn't explode?
It's my grandmother's recipe.
I made ginger beer with the kids and it always exploded.
No, we haven't had any explode. We've made beer and cider, ginger beer, and 4 different lots of country wine, so not made with grapes, and none of our ginger beers exploded. But it's the recipe that's in the CWA cookbook.
It's your grandmother's in the CWA cookbook?
Yes, yes.
We are talking to someone famous here.
Hang on.
Nah, selfie. Okay, so the secret to really good ginger beer is that you start with sultanas to actually get the yeasts to start it off, but it needs to be organic so that they don't have oil on it, and then you get this awesome tasting ginger beer.
Well, congratulations. I want to taste some of that. Now, Janine Milne, last time I was at what is now the Dalby State High, it was Dalby Ag College. What happened?
Yeah, okay, so this is the sixth year of the Dalby Ag College facilities being Dalby State High School. So what the residential campus there, we have students who reside there, as well as a working farm facility. So it's 1,000 acres of cropping, beef, there's sheep, there's chooks, and then some horticultural paddocks as well, doing vegetables, that type of thing.
Now, the kids choose to go to an agricultural high school. Is that what it is?
Yeah, yep. So boarding from 7 to 12, and last year there was about 75 students. All year 8 students do a term of agriculture, and then from year 9 onwards you can choose to do an ag science or a more practical ag practices or certificate. And so a bit of a flagship program is our Ag Futures program. So it's where the students are doing all day delivery. So they'll do their maths and English in town on a Monday, Tuesday. On a Wednesday and a Friday, they'll come out to the farm and do Ag Practices Certificate 2 in agriculture. And then we've got a trade training centre also. So they do an engineering certificate.
She's a chef now. But when I was at the Dalby Ag College, most of the kids got jobs at the end of it. They got the certification, and they are very widely supported by the agriculture community. Do most of your kids get jobs out of going to Dalby State High?
So the graduating class of just last year, all of my students that started in there have gone on to agriculturally employed. Quite a few have gone to the sale yards in varying degrees, whether it's working towards a stock and station agent qualification, feedlotting, a lot of cropping, broadacre cropping, tractoring.
Years ago, many farmers would take on kids who'd been to ag college because they had practical skills. There was a phase there where they didn't take them on because they didn't have the practical skills. Do your kids have the practical skills?
I hope so, by the end of it. We definitely, like, with the selection of the competencies with the certificate, is that they get a broad range. And so they've got experience with a number of different types of animals and different types of plants. There's also an orchard there. So
what about equipment, tractors and stuff?
Yes, yeah, we do have lots of good little fun toys. So there's quite a number of tractors and that kind of thing, working cattle yards, sheep yards.
And you've got such a smile on your face. What do you like about it?
I love it. I have the best job in the whole entire world. And I say to anyone that will listen, and even if they won't, that I truly do have the best job in the world.
So what's so good about it?
Oh, it's going to sound so cliche, but the kids. If you can get them hooked into, you know, looking at where their food comes from, because you've all got to wear clothes and you've all got to eat, that, you know, it's so rewarding that you're able to cater for kids that, you know, may not be academic, right through to some really great academic high-achieving students. And so what subject can cater so perfectly for that?
Let's head to Bean Lee, because we're going to put their food into the paddock to plate experience. How do you do that?
We produce all the meat for the paddock to plate luncheon that we throw. So
how do you do that?
So we have a working farm as well. So we grow cattle, sheep, pigs. So that's our main meat for that event. We also supply our tuck shop with all of their meat as well throughout the year, which is fantastic. So we've just started to do that this past year, and we're looking to expand on that this coming year. And hopefully we can grow some veggies as well to throw into the mix.
And where do you butcher the meat?
So we send them out to Bow Desert, to the abattoir out there. Then they go to a butcher out there. We tell them how we want it done, and then it comes back to us.
Do your kids actually get to see from paddock to plate the process?
We haven't taken them to the abattoir yet. It's something we're hoping to start. But a lot of our students do apprenticeships at Tees Abattoir, which is local to Bean Lee. So that those students would get to see a bit more. That's through their choice.
So we've got the meat. We're hoping to grow the veggies. This paddock to plate, tell me how it culminates in the dinner. Tell me about the recipes that you had, or the menu that you had last year.
Oh, we had celebrity chef Matt Galinsky. Yeah. So he kind of came up with the recipes, and he worked with the hospitality students in our trade training centre. So he came down for about 3 days and worked with them. And then on the day, they put on the big feed.
Now, I have to ask you all, are you all guided by a curriculum at your schools? Or do you have free range when you're teaching ag? Will I start with anyone?
Okay, I have just rewritten the curriculum for the whole school. So, yes, we do have a curriculum, but it's very broad and it's flexible.
And it's recognised by the Department of Education and the system?
I'm a private school, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's about experience. Yeah. That we have to give these kids real life experience, and then it's meaningful and relevant, and they want to learn it. But that's just the way it's going now. It's more streamlined to cater for the kids.
With ag, it's very easy to do cross-curricular studies. Yeah. So you pick up some maths, you pick up English or literacy, you pick up lots of geography, sustainability, which is cross-curricular. So it means that you can take the pressure off some of the other subjects, particularly science, geography, and the sustainability where other classes have to meet this. But you can do it with ag. It's really easy.
Tell me one thing that you would hope to take back from this conference to your classroom. Anyone got an idea already yet? No? Yes? Oh, yeah. Yes, you have.
I think just all the opportunities that are available in agriculture. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of students come to school and they might see the working farm and they think it's really fun, but they don't necessarily realise just the range of opportunities that they can go on to from an agricultural school. So, yeah.
It's not just gumboots and driving tractors that, you know, there's so much technology, innovation.
The range of career opportunities it's really hard to get across to country kids. A lot of my kids come from the Mallee, and that's just broadacre, dryland farming. Whereas you can say, well, look, you know, you can go out and you can learn all sorts of skills, but you can still go back home, work on the family farm, and you've got these extra skills that you can run an extra business. And so doing things like that, I think the career opportunities in the primary industries is awesome.
I take away the experience of just how amazing our country is, and it's in very good hands with the young people up and coming in the very extraordinary graduate agricultural teachers that I've met, and also the older ones. They're just fingers are on the pulse. They're just creating these amazing experiences for our young people, and I get to cook with their food, which is amazing.